We're in Hilchis Yontif. We are about to start Simen Tavkuf Yud Beis. We'll be doing Sif Aleph today. Ein mevashlum litzorach kusim beyontif. The pasuk says, "Ach hashiyachal lochem lochol nefesh." What does lochem mean? Lochem means for Jews. From there, we learn out not for hektish, not for non-Jews, and not for animals. So that it's also to cook for them. And the pashtus is that it's actually an iser daraisa. The Bir Halacha goes through the various shitas, that it's really an iser daraisa to cook for a non-Jew on Yontif. Now the lashon here is kusim. The truth is that this applies not only to a non-Jew. This also applies to a Jew who is either an Ovid Avodah Zarah or a Machal Shabbos Bifrei Hesia, where he openly desecrates Shabbos, and it really doesn't make any difference to him. In front, he'll do it in front of anybody. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the Shiloh of Karoyim, the Karites, and he says that there's a Machlokis, there are Mekilim, actually the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, in Hilchis Ribbis, whereas there's a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Betzalel that the Shach there brings, who is Machmir. His claim is that today's Karoyim don't even keep what Karoyim are supposed to keep. And as a result of it, we would not consider them as included in Lochem. Now, why should they be included in Lochem anyway? There's a the Mechaber Shita is that, and it's based on a Rambam, that today's Karoyim is just Minigav Oseyem B'Yodeyem. They really are just doing it because they were brought up that way. They were conditioned to do this. As a result of that, we would consider them Tinik Shenishba. We would consider them the equivalent of a Jew that was captured among non-Jews and never really learned anything about Yiddishkeit. Where there, we consider them full-fledged Jews, even Lagabe this halacha. Which means that the Mishnah Berurah is being makel in the case of a Tinik Shenishba. So even though a Mumer L'chal Shabbos and Yontif Bevar Hesu, you're not allowed to cook for on Yontif, that would not apply in the case of a Tinik Shenishba. A Tinik Shenishba would be someone who just really doesn't know at all. So that someone who is totally not familiar with what Shabbos and Yontif are all about in the Yisr Malacha, somebody like that you could actually cook for on Yontif. Now, what does it say? Lefikach osur lahazmino. So you're not even allowed to invite him. Shema yarba bishvilo, because we're afraid that you're going to end up cooking extra for him. So the halachi is that it is usur to invite a non-Jew or someone that is a machal Shabbos b'for hesya, unless he's a tinik shenishba, as a chash that you'll cook for him, and cooking for him is usur pashtus midaraisa. So this would mean that unlike Shabbos, for Yontif, you could not invite any non-Jew. That would include somebody has chalila, there's someone in the family who is so-called intermarried, has actually a family member living with someone non-Jewish. To invite them means that you're inviting a non-Jew and possibly a Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, who is not a Tinik Shenishba, even if he is a Tinik Shenishba, but for the non-Jew, that is not going to help. So not only aren't you to cook for them, but you couldn't even invite them. On Shabbos, since there's no heter of cooking on Shabbos anyway, you're allowed to. But on Yontif, it would be aser. The poskim lemaisa deal with situations where one really has no choice. They have to invite such a person. And exactly how to deal with it, we'll discuss that further in a little bit later in Sif Beis. Now, the Ramah says, "V'davka lahazmino." The Mechaber says the Ramah, "Agol leveso, aval lishloach lo leveso ayde kusi shari." You're allowed to send him food to his house. There, they didn't make a gzera, but you're not allowed to invite him to your house. Now, what can you send him? What you cooked for yourself. Whereas, if you cooked more for him, even in the same pot, you couldn't go ahead and send him. Especially something that takes extra tircha for each piece. So that, for example, he says, if you're making blintzes, every crepe calls for its own malacha. The same if you're making latkes, each one of them is something that calls for its own malacha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are those that are makel if you're just adding more to the same pot and not doing any extra work. And he says that you can rely on it where there's a real shash of Eva and Hefsid, where you're afraid that the non-Jews are going to get upset, they'll be insulted, and that it's really necessary in order to keep us on good terms with them. Now the Ramah said, to use a non-Jew to send it to him. To have a Jew bring it over to him in a place where there's no Erev would be Aser, because that would still be Aser. Whereas in a place where there is an Erev, a Jew can carry it as well. So what we're talking about is having a non-Jew carry it, and the reason that it would be Mutter only if there's a case of Darkei Shalom, in which case we would say that is Mater having the non-Jew carry it on Yontif itself. Aval avdo v'shivchoso, says the Mechaber, v'chein shliach sh'nishtalach lo, v'chein kusi sh'bo me'elov, mutter la'achilo imo. Your own servants, or in a case where a non-Jew shows up on his own, the halach is that you're allowed to give him food, and we're not choshish that you're going to go add. Says the Ramah Haga, umutter laharbos b'shvil avdo v'shivchoso ba'osek deira, shemizbashal ba'liatzmo. If you're just adding food to a pot and you're not doing any extra malacha, it is mutter for the sake of your own servants. Avalashar kusim b'cholinin aser, but to a strange non-Jew, it is aser to add even to your own pot. The Yisrael over betanish akusi v'tzarech losos lepas echod lo yachel akusi echod kodem afir. If you're baking in a non-Jew's oven, and the rule is you've got to bake some for him too and give that to him as the price, so you shouldn't designate which is his, and you bake it all at once. Now, as far as the halachas of baking, the Shulchan Aruch had said that since it's better to have a lot of bread in the oven at the same time, that it's mutter to bake even extra. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah said that in our ovens it really doesn't work that way, so we don't have that. We do not have that heter. Now, in the case of a non-Jew that walked in on his own, so if you're dealing with someone very chashuv, there are those that aser, as Gzeira of Shem Yarba Bishvilo, Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Taz, that if he's somebody where you feel obliged, where you tell him, oh, you must come and stay eat, so in such a case, there would be an Isser even to take out of the same pot. Whereas if you're talking about just a non-Jew that's there, then you're allowed to go and add to your own pot as long as there's no added malacha involved. Aval l'shar kusim b'chol inyan aser. V'yisrael ofer b'tah, yes, we just saw this. The oz ofer shal kusim, l'yofes tam v'yitlo achakach echod. You shouldn't designate for the non-Jew, but just give him one at the very end.